This sound was recorded on June the 6th, 1964.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you, Miss Gwendoline?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
I always look forward to your visits, Miss Gwendoline Vogan.
That's lovely of you to say so. Very nice to hear you tomorrow.
How is Miss Marie Elliott?
Well, I think she seems to be all right. She's back at the nursing home again now, so.
Well, we haven't forgotten her. We keep in touch and we give her healing, at least the doctors do.
Good.
She's marvellous, really.
Oh, she's full of go, you know.
Yeah, she's a good soul, really.
Yes, I know.
She's like everybody else. She's got a peculiar moment. Who hasn't?
I think we're all peculiar.
Oh, well, most of the people I've met through you lot are most peculiar.
What about you?
Oh, I'm not peculiar. I'm just odd.
You're just... What's the difference?
Quite the only difference.
Is there? No. I thought odd and peculiar were being different to other people. Majority of people.
Are you here?
Yes, dear, of course. Are you going with Leslie to Sweden?
Oh, I suppose so. Ain't got there yet, has he?
Well, we hope he will. You're not suggesting there's any going to be any hitch, are you?
I'm not saying anything about hitches at all. Or scratches.
Oh, no.
It'd be all right. Well, let's go and book our fare if we're not going. It's a waste of money and time.
Well, you get the money back, won't you?
Providing you give them notice, isn't it?
Do you expect to do a lot of work when you get there? No.
Two or three sittings.
Mickey's one of the people I look forward to seeing on the other side when I get there. Have you ever been attached to anyone but you?
Who?
You. Mickey.
No, not to my knowledge.
What makes you think I'm attached to him?
Dear, dear.
I do my duty.
You what?
Do my duty, my job.
Well, surely it's more than a job, love, isn't it? Eh?
Yes, I'm just teasing. I'm very fond of old Flint.
Yes, I know.
What's the matter with the old Flint? Sounds a horrible title. Sounds like a Stone Age man or something.
We go back to Atlantis, we're probably the worst Stone Age anyway.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rudy.
How are you,
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. And how are you, Leslie?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Rudy.
You see, I have to bring you into the conversation.
Thank you. That's right.
That is the instructions from Miss Gwendolyn Bogan.
Well, I thought it would be rather nice.
Of course. But when I speak to both of you. Whenever I come and speak, I just don't necessarily, in a sense, speak to just one person, but to everyone who is present. Mm-hmm. And also, sometimes I speak with the mind of many people who may listen to the recordings, you know, so that it isn't a personal thing always.
Oh, no, I know that.
After all, the purpose of this is not for self and not for the individual so much as for the masses of people who are prepared to listen and, I hope, be helped.
Yes, I know that, Rudy.
Tomorrow you have the guild meeting?
Yes.
Oh, I will come. Don't say anything to Lynette. I want to see if she will say anything to you. This is a little sort of something between us. But I'm going to try and do some little thing tomorrow, as far as Lynette is concerned, so that possibly if she receives it, she will be able to tell you, you know.
Yes,
I do this sometimes, these things, just for the experience, you know, just in the hope that it may be of some interest and some help, you know.
Mm.
Oh, I often come and see you in your house.
You must see some strange things because I'm not getting on very well at home.
How do you mean you're not getting on very well at home?
Well, if you saw me the other day up the ladder trying to do the ceiling, you must have laughed your head off.
Well, I have seen you doing your decorating.
Oh, dear.
But it will be very nice when it is finished.
Yes, I expect
so. So you have signed on for 5 more years?
Yes.
Mm. Goodness me.
Can't realize I've been there 5 years anyway.
Well, I think it may well be that you will be there a little longer since you have now signed. Of course, we will definitely, I suppose. But I'm hoping that you will have something better later.
Yes.
And also Lynette.
Mm-hmm.
I try in my own way to help everybody, but it is not always possible to do the things one would wish, nor to bring about certain things as quickly as one would desire. But I try, you know.
Yes.
Same as I have tried with the films. I still think they will come, eventually, gradually, one by one. I want you to get Beaucaire, and also I want you to get Cobra. Because I know that those are the two films that you want most.
Mm-hmm.
You do anyway. I don't know about the rest of the people. I expect they could say other things, such as the ghastly Sheik. Goodness knows why anyone wants a Sheik.
Well, I don't like it. Sorry. Last time I saw it, and it was the Carlton Cinema. I didn't like it at all then.
Well, it did a lot for me, so I shouldn't grumble.
No. Rudy, we have a slight trouble with Pat. Is everything all right there? You know,
I have deliberately, well, I haven't really had any opportunity particularly, but I have deliberately avoided this because it is not very nice. But I don't think there's any real reason to be unduly concerned. Of course, in a way, you can't help being concerned, but this poor boy, he has a very sad case. And I think it is something which, well, frankly, very little can be done by any of you. After all, this is something that he has brought on himself to a great extent. He is a person who lives too much with himself and has few friends, if any friends. And of course he has become such a failure that it has preyed on his mind and he is afraid to go home, and the whole situation is very sad. But I don't think there's any reason to worry unduly as far as the medium or the guild is concerned. Admittedly, it is unpleasant because names have been brought into it, but obviously the boy is mental, and as such, well, he will have to have treatment, and no doubt he will receive treatment, and I should imagine that he will be sent home. I think it would be the best thing for him, although he can't see that. I think he is full of fear of facing his father, fear of the consequences of failure. You see, he is an absolute failure. Poor boy, I suppose in a way he couldn't help it. He had nothing in his favor, but he is a very weak person. It is all very sad. We have tried to help him, of course, but what can you do? It is a pity that he ever became associated with the guild, and really, I don't know, it seems to me that he is the type of person that he has to blame someone or something for his own failure. he has not the ability to see himself as he really is, that he is himself the cause. He is, unfortunately, the sort of person who cannot face up to facts. He lives in a kind of dream world of his own imagining. He is always running away from fact, and now, of course, he has reached the point where he has to face fact, and it has affected his brain. I'm afraid that it is something that will have to be put right gradually. I think he will have to stand on his own two feet eventually. I think he has been a bit foolish, but he should have gone home some years ago when it was possible for him to have gone. Instead of that, he has allowed himself to go downhill, and I'm afraid a great deal of it is his own fault, although actually he is a very weak person. It is very sad that it is confused and mixed up with the guild and the medium, but what can one do? After all, in life one meets all manner of people, and one cannot be held responsible for their failings, and if people make mistakes and do stupid things, and if they are in the sense as he is, a foolish person. I mean, he had great opportunity when he first came here, no doubt his people helped him, but it seems to me that he has allowed himself to go downhill gradually, and he is now beginning to realize what has happened, and of course he's the sort of person who must blame someone. He can't see himself. He doesn't blame himself. He blames other people. He will never face truth, you see.
No, I understand. I think it would be better if he went home.
Oh, that would be the best thing. For everybody concerned. But you must not worry about it. We are looking after everything as best we can, and I don't think the medium or the guild will suffer from this. It is not good, but unfortunately you will have these sort of things. You have to watch out, you know.
Yes.
There are always people who will be ready to make trouble, even if they are mentally like this for years, you see. I think it is that the only people he ever knew to say no, or friends, that one could call friends, were the people he met at the guild meetings, and I think his mind reverts back, and unfortunately it is the only thing that works in reverse with him. The people whom he liked most or were important in his life have become his enemies. It is a very sad business. He thinks, of course, that other people are responsible for what he himself is responsible for. It is very unfortunate. But I don't know what one can do about it, certainly that we will do what we can, but I'm afraid he himself is his own enemy. He doesn't realize it. He's weak, I'm afraid.
Yes, well, that was the real reason why I would never have been a success as a doctor. He hadn't the ability to
Oh, it was stupid, stupid, because I should have thought his parents could see that he was the last person who would be capable of being a doctor. It is also crazy, you know, that don't worry about it.
We won't.
We know what we are doing, and we shall see that everything will be all right. There will be, of course, always problems with some people. You cannot avoid it. That is life. You must accept it. You cannot please everybody or do everything that you would like to do for people, and people will sometimes misunderstand and misconstrue. You cannot avoid it, I'm afraid. You must accept it, you know.
Yes.
You are very quiet.
Me? Do you think so?
Well, at times I think you are inclined to be very quiet. I'm not saying that isn't a good thing. Possibly for a woman it's a very important thing.
Most women talk too much anyway.
Most women do talk too much, unfortunately. But when they do talk, if they are sensible, then it is all right. But let's talk about other things.
Yes, what would you like to talk about?
I don't know quite what I'd like to talk about, excepting that I have been very concerned about Lynette, because I think that the circumstances and conditions there are very poor, you know. I think that if something happens very soon, there's going to be a breakdown. And I'd rather you know, I mean, I think with Giorgio that he is feeling things, you know. I think he is the one who may break up over all this unpleasantness and this atmosphere. It is unfortunate. Lynette seems to be withdrawing more into her shell. Occasionally she will bust out. But of course all this is bad. Bad for health, bad for nerves, bad for the circle, everything.
Oh dear.
I think this boy, you know, should look to himself. He should stand on his own two feet. I think that, again, it is another case of weakness, I could say, but it is perhaps best not to say too much.
Would it be better if he got a place of his own?
Well, that would be the best thing for everyone concerned, but will he do it? That is the point. Will he do it, you see?
I don't know. There isn't anything I could do to
no.
help.
What
in
could
that
you
direction
do? No. How could you possibly do anything? It's not your concern. It is, in a way, I mean, nothing to do with you. You cannot. I'm sure if Lynette cannot solve a problem, you can't, with regard to her domestic affairs.
I know.
Poor Lynette. Everything seems to go wrong for her. I am very sad about it. She is very good, so, in many ways, a very good soul. She tries so hard. And how are you getting on with your tapes, recordings, and how are you getting on with your writing?
Well, I come to a dead end just at the moment because I want to get the place finished, the decorating done. And once that is off my mind and I can ask people over again and feel relaxed and straight, then I want to get on very well with it. Mm. I had Eileen Thompson over last Wednesday night and she was very interested in the place.
She is a very nice person.
She is a very
nice
person.
I think she is an extremely nice person and very sincere.
Mm.
I like her very much. I hope perhaps later on, I don't know about it yet, that she may become sufficiently interested to wish to come and speak to us. Although there again, if she is so deaf, it would be very difficult, but perhaps we can help her in regard to healing for hearing. I don't say that we can necessarily make it so that she can hear everything, but perhaps we can improve, who knows, I don't know, but I'd like to feel we can help her, you know.
Well, in regard to that, if we used the tape recorder and then I took down the tape recording afterwards with the typewriter, she could read it and listen to it herself that way.
Yes, I know, but this isn't quite the same
thing. It isn't
the same
thing.
If she were to come and wish to speak to us, not only me, of course, but our own people, it would be
difficult. I mean, her own
if she couldn't hear, then we could not have conversation properly, could we?
No, I
it would
agree.
Be very difficult, you see. It's bad enough as it is when people can hear well, but with someone who is very deaf, it would be much more complicated and difficult making contact and conversation.
Yes, it would be, that's true.
So you are not going to eat any of this,
I don't think so, Rudy. I don't say
ah, you have not the money, huh?
No.
And not the inclination.
Well, I have the inclination, dear, but money is a hopeless stumbling block, so it's not worth worrying about.
Oh, I expect you will have a very nice little holiday just the same.
Yes, I expect so.
And you're going to have another holiday here.
That's right, yes.
Look after the dog.
That's right.
Tina, she's going to be cared for by you. Fortunately, she loves you very much, and you love her, so it will be all right. But I would like for you to go away somewhere. It would be good. It would be very nice for you to have a holiday. But it doesn't seem possible, you know.
Anyway, we'll see what it's like nearer
well,
the time.
Nearer the time. Nearer the time. Well, you never know. Miracles do happen.
Oh, I know that. You
know, I often see your mama.
Yes.
She and I are very good friends. She and I often talk with each other, you know, and have conversation about many things. And she tells me much about you, which is very good. You have always been a very good daughter. The family life, well, just you and your mama in this case, but. Was very close, and she had great respect and admiration, she said, for me, which is very nice too, I like to hear. And you have great affection, both of you, and helped you a lot in your days when you were very much together, you know, to
yes.
see my film, she told me.
That's right.
And that you love both very much, Booker, and I would like for you especially that you have it. Perhaps it will come soon. I think a little while back it was almost here and then it was all mess up.
Mm.
But perhaps this time, very soon. I'd like for you to have it quick. But it is not possible to rush anything where other people are concerned, because their influence has to be affected. You know, we have to try and make them think and do things.
Yes.
Different.
Yes,
and there are prints of Bucquer in Germany, in Russia, and in America. I don't know why that should be so difficult.
Talking about my mother, you know, actually, during the bad days when everything seemed to be going wrong, my mother and I, we found a great comfort in you and your films. I think you were about the only thing that kept us going, you know.
That's very kind of you. I have discovered so much since, of course, my coming here. How much love there is in the world, how much real, sincere, deep affection. Even people whom you perhaps would least expect. I mean, so many people. It was a wonderful realization. It helped me considerably, the affection and love that people sent out to me soon after my passing, and even since, and even now, after all these years, people who think of me and remember me, and even consider when they go into a film of mine that it was one of the most important events in their lives. You know, it is wonderful to feel that one had that influence. Certainly it has been very helpful to me, and I like to feel too that in some way, where it is possible, I am able to help those people who have been so loyal and so kind for me. You know,
yes.
You'd be surprised. I don't wish to talk about it, but I have tried often to help many people who still remember me, and indeed in some cases you would be surprised if I tell you, because it makes me feel most peculiar in a way, because I am no saint. But people, you know, when they have been in trouble, they have called on me to ask if I will help them. And in many cases I have been able to do it, you know.
Yes,
it has given me great happiness to feel that people still remember, still think of me, and still understand that, well, that I am very much alive. You know, it is wonderful, because some people, they have no realization of life after death. They think when you are dead, you are dead. But so many people I have found who were interested in me and my work, and who never met me, but always think of me as if I'm very much alive. That to me is a great joy, and it means I can often draw near them and help them, which I do, you know.
Yes, I know. By the way, we're not holding you back in any way. No.
No one can hold anyone back.
No,
not by thinking kind thoughts and nice things and sending out love and affection. That does not hold anyone back. And that's for my coming to speak, of course, not only for me, but for everyone here. To be able to make a contact, to be able to come and speak, it is a wonderful thing. I mean, for instance, you take someone who has been here for some time, and perhaps the people on earth they love are mourning still and thinking of them and wishing that they could communicate. The realization that one can and that one can get into touch is a wonderful thing. It gives great joy. It is as if, well, when on earth someone you love is a long way away and you can pick up the telephone and speak to them, it is a great comfort. This is very like that. You see, it is more difficult, but nevertheless, it is wonderful. I think if everyone realized this truth in your world, the whole world could be changed. And certainly we would do everything in our power to help and to communicate if people would give us the opportunity. But it is very difficult for people, perhaps, always to understand. People are so immersed in material things, they are so full of material thoughts and ideas, that they don't seem to appreciate or realize the nearness of us, we who once were on your world, you know. I mean, after all, we are no different in a sense. We are still in some ways very much the same. We may have progressed, and indeed many of us have progressed, but we still retain thoughts of love and memory, and we still would like at times to make communication. Everyone, I think, you might say here, when they realize the possibility, are thrilled at the idea, but it is a great disappointment when some want to communicate with people on earth and those people on earth are not interested, don't know. It is a great disappointment not to be able to do it, you see.
Yes, I know. It's strange to me that such a lot of people, they listen to a thing, but they never make any effort themselves to do anything about it.
No, I think there is a kind of fear, too, with people who don't understand, and they don't want to know. A lot of people are afraid even to think about death. They don't even think about it. It is also stupid, because everyone knows that, well, eventually it must happen. To know something about it, if you're going to another country, you would read about it and find out what are the things to do and the best places to visit and get to know something about the people and the customs. and yet people never seem, majority of people never seem to even bother to try to find out anything about this new life, this wonderful existence which waits them, you know. Yeah. It is a great pity. Ah, well. Tomorrow you're going to have the meeting, I will come. I will make special. Tomorrow I'm going to try to do something, I don't quite know how or what, but I'm going to. And I think it will be possible. I have a feeling it could be possible. Tomorrow, we shall see. Huh?
Yes, we'll try.
I must go now. But all my love and bless you. I love from us all here. And don't worry.
No, dear.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, love.
Goodbye, Leslie.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mickey.
Bye-bye, Gwendolyn. Goodbye, Leslie.
Goodbye. Quite good then.
Quite nice, isn't it?
Chatty.
Nice chat.